Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf Pei Zayin. Pause. Open Pninim Yekora. The Gemara begins Itmar back on Pei Vav Amid Beis. The final two lines. Pirshu Koidem Chatzoyis Vechziren Acher Chatzoyis. What is this about? You remember back in the Mishnah yesterday, based on Psukim that the Gemara learned the Stira. Here it says Kol Halayla VeHiktir. Here it says Kol Halayla VeHeirim. What does that mean in practical terms? So we learned in the Mishnah yesterday. What happens if they go up to the top on the Mizbeach and they discover, well, let's talk about it differently. What happens? Evarim shepaku mi'algam Mizbeach. This is the third line of the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Vav Omer Aleph. Evarim shepaku mi'algam Mizbeach. There were sparks flying and some of the Evarim fell off of the Mizbeach onto the ground. Do I have to return those Evarim to the Maracha? Says the Mishnah, it depends. If it was Koidem Chatzois, Yachzer. Yes, put it back. If it was La'achr Chatzois, Lo Yachzer. Then you don't have to put it back. But then the Gemara explained that it's talking about Shriri. What means Shriri? That these Evarim have become totally dried out, almost like Eitzim Yevashim, Rashi says. Perhaps today we would say they were hard as a rock. However, they have not developed into the next stage of what Rashi calls pechem, which means to become charcoal. Okay, so you see on the floor of the Azara next to the Mizbeach, you hear first as a shikl explosion on the Maracha, a whole bunch of Evarim fell down onto the floor, and you look at them and you find that they are shriri, that they are very hard, but they are not charcoal. What happens now? Look at the clock. If it's before Chatzois, put it back. Back onto the Maracha. If it's after the Chatzois, you don't have to put it on the... You may, Rashi says, ain't it tzarech lehachzir. But if you want to, you can. But before Chatzois, you have to put it back. After Chatzois, you don't have to put it back. Now, the Gemara talks about a whole different cases and variations. You'll see today's Gemara is similar to a Rabbi Yirmiyah Gemara, where the Gemara goes into all different types of esoteric cases and figuring out what the halacha would be. So we start off with Itmar Pirshu Koidem Chatzois. These shriri Evarim fell down before Chatzois, and now what you normally would do is you'd put them back immediately, but for whatever reason, Vechzirin Ach Chatzois. Maybe they didn't notice it, maybe the Kohanim were too busy, maybe it fell down 11:59. The bottom line is they returned it now after Chatzois. So what happens at this time? Rabba Omar Chatzois Sheni Oichlosan, Rav Chisda Omar Amuda Shachar Oichlosan. What the Gemara tells us is that now there is an extension, because the rules of the Mishnah had assumed that in each case, the Evarim, either they fell down before Chatzois, they were still Shriri, and you put them back before Chatzois. And now, a few minutes later, or an hour later, and now it's Chatzois, and the Aver falls down again, or a different Aver falls off. What happens at this point? If they're Shriri, you don't have to put it back. Here, however, since there was this interim period, that it was not on the Mizbeach during the Chatzois cut-off deadline, what happens now? Says Rabba, you get a full extension. This extension is not necessarily to your benefit, it's not necessarily to your detriment, but rather it means that until now we said there's the halacha of that Chatzois Laila, that if it's before Chatzois, you got to put it back. That Chatzois has now been transferred to the next night Chatzois, almost 24 hours later. So that if, for instance, 3 o'clock in the morning, or 9 o'clock in the morning, you find the Zevarim have fallen off the Mizbeach, and you look at it, and it's still Shriri, what's the din? You gotta put it back. Because the new Chatzois is the following Chatzois, Chatzois Sheni Oichlosan. And if it's after that Chatzois, and it falls off, and it's still Shriri, at that point you don't have to go and put it back anymore.
Can you read the lessons again? After that, yeah.
One at a time, yes?
Can you explain that again? Because it's confusing.
Give an example. Like, okay,
this is only the beginning of the confusion. It's going to get even more confusing as we go on. Okay, I'm going to repeat it. Don't be nervous.
With times, you know, Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
What's today? Today is Wednesday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Wednesday, they bring a carb in the Beis Mikdash. And they went and put on the Evorim of the Oila sometime during the day, or for that matter, in the evening. And, of course, they're on the Marocha, and the Marocha is doing its job to go and burn them. Eventually, it's going to become Pechem, it's going to become charcoal. Okay, let's assume, for instance, at 11 o'clock at night, you hear a mini explosion, that a whole bunch of Evorim have fallen off the Mizbeach. You look on the ground, and you take a look at them, and it looks like they're still shriri. They are not charcoal yet. Okay, the din is you gotta put it back on the Mizbeach. This person, for some reason, didn't put on the Mizbeach immediately. He waited. Let's assume he would have put it back immediately. In other words, it fell off at 11 o'clock. By 11:15, 11:30, it's back on the Mizbeach. And it stayed on the Mizbeach now until 2 o'clock in the morning. And guess what? Once again, one of these Evorim falls down, and you look at the Evor, it's still Shriri. I say to myself, do I have to put it back? No. Because since it's beyond Chatzos, I do not have to put it back. I only have to put it back if it fell off before Chatzos, and it was still shriri, still hard as a rock, but not charcoal. However, if it fell down after Chatzos, even though it's in the exact same situation of shriri, I do not have to, I can put it back, but there is no chiyuv to put it back any longer. That's regular, that's what we learned in the Mishnah. Our case is talking about that it fell down back at 11 o'clock, but they only put it back, for instance, at 12:30. They didn't put it back at 12 o'clock. Ooh, so that 12 o'clock line of demarcation that separates between when I have to return it or when I don't have to return it, it doesn't apply to this case because the carbon was not, the ivarim of the oiler were not on the Mizbeach at that time. Says our Gemara, we're going to institute a brand new Chatzos. When's a brand new Chatzos? We were talking about Wednesday night. Now, if it falls off the Mizbeach, the Moshel, 3 o'clock in the morning of Thursday morning, then you get an extension of, until you have to put it back on the Mizbeach because it's still prior to Chatzos. What do you mean it's prior to Chatzos? Chatzos already passed 2 hours ago. Yeah, but I get an extension until Thursday night Chatzos. Until now it was Wednesday night Chatzos. Now it's Thursday night Chatzos. I keep on leaving these Evorim on the Mizbeach. And now if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it falls off the Mizbeach, and I see that it's Shriri, put it back on the Mizbeach. You have to put it back until the next Chatzos. Chatzos Sheni Eichlach.
That only applies if it fell the first time before Chatzos and you didn't put it up.
In our examples, what you're saying is correct. In our examples, what you're saying is correct. The reason why I'm saying in our examples is because the Sfas Emes goes one step further. Sfas Emes says, you don't have to talk about that it was originally on the Mizbeach before Chatzos. It fell down, and then you put it back on after Chatzos. Since the din of Hector Chalom Vevorim is kosher kol halayla, even after the tekanos chum ad chatzos, because ad chatzos is only legabe eating, but not legabe hechter chalov mevarim. So therefore, what happens if it was a very heavy day in the Beis Mikdash that day, and you only got around to putting certain evarim on the marocha at 2 o'clock in the morning? What happens now? The earlier chatzos doesn't apply because it's already post that chatzos. There too, you have the same halach of Rabba that says that the line of demarcation from when. If it's shriri, you have to put it back. Or if it's shriri, you don't have to put it back. That will no longer be the 12 o'clock of that night because you're already past that. It's already 3 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, right? We already passed Wednesday night Chatzos. So what will be the new line of demarcation, that magic moment? That's going to be the next Chatzos, which is Thursday night. Chatzos Sheini Oichlosan. Does that help, or people still have questions?
So everything that is shriri, you have to put back into the
Marocha. If it's pre-Chatzos.
If it's always a pre-Chatzos, the next...
But if it would be in your normal case, let's talk about in a regular case, where Baruch Hashem, you put the Evorim on at 6 o'clock in the evening, and it stayed there until 2 o'clock in the morning. Now 2 o'clock in the morning is after Chatzos. It falls off. Oi, it's shriri. Mister, now it's up to you. It's your discretion. If you want, you put it back on the Mizbeach. If you don't want to, you don't have to put it back on the Mizbeach. because it was on the Mizbech at that 12 o'clock time. The case of our Gemara is talking about that it was not on the Mizbech at Chatzos.
You have to have two separate fires to know which is before Chatzos. How could you distinguish one?
All you have to do is look at your watch. If it's 11:59 and the Aver fell off, then you got to put it back if it's Shriri. On the other hand, if it's 12:01 and it fell off and it's Shriri, you don't have to put it back.
You want 3 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock, how do you think it's Shriri? How do you know you didn't put it from before? It
makes a difference when you put it. You're talking about now, it's on the floor. When did it fall on the floor? If it fell on the floor before 12 o'clock, you look at Shriri, you got to put it back. If it only falls off the Mizbeach at 12:01, or you never even put it on the Mizbeach until that time, so, well, put that aside. If it fell down at 12:01, or 1 o'clock, or 2 o'clock, so then you look at it, it's Shriri, it's up to you now, it's your discretion. You want to put it back, put it back. You don't want to put it back, you don't have to put it back. All the major hour for our purposes in the Mishnah yesterday was 12. All we're doing today is we're making a slight variation. Kindly put yourself on mute. There's a lot of noise in the background. All we're making is a variation that the carbon was not on the Mizbeach at 12 o'clock. That particular Aver fell off, and you didn't put it back until after 12 o'clock. What the Sfasem says, a brand new carbon that was never put on the Mizbeach until after 12 o'clock. What is now that line of demarcation that you decide, do I put it back or don't I have to put it back? Says Rabbah, this has now been expanded or extended until the Chatzos of the next night. Since the Chatzos of the previous night is no longer relevant, right, that's already past its history, what is the new line of demarcation? Next night, Thursday night. Chatzos.
Most question, you have to have a tracker, though. Because you have to have a certain part of the Mizbeach. This is from
they probably have a coin up there watching it. So it seems like, I just want to clarify for myself, it seems like as long as the Evarim are on the Mizbech, on the Maracha, for one Chatzos, you Mekayim the mitzvah of Hector Evarim.
It's not a question of...
Because if it got there at 9 p.m. and it was there, don't have to put it back. If it never got there until 2 a.m., you got to wait till the next night, according to Sfas Emes, because you have that extension. It never was on the Maracha during a Chatzos moment. So it needs a Chatzos moment on the Maracha to have
it. But not out of the din of mitzvah. You can call it before mitzvah. Only the Gabid Halacha of at what time does the Shriri require you to put it back, or does not require you to put it back? You could have put the carbon on the Mizbeach at 9 o'clock, and there were so few Kabbanis that day that already by 10 o'clock the thing was already falling into ash.
Right.
From that point on, if some of it were to fall off, right, I don't have to do it, put it back on anymore. But we're done. It's only if when it comes off it's Shriri, then you have to go and put it back if it's prior to 12. If it's already post 12, it is so dried out that's already sufficient, you don't have to put it back. You can if you want to. But that was the Mishnah. The case of the Gemara now is talking about that when it fell down, it was pre-Chatzos. It was not on the Mizbeach at that Chatzos moment, that precious moment of Chatzos, which would decide whether you have to return it to the Mizbeach or not. So what happens now? So Rabbi says, automatically, the Chatzos gets extended to the next Chatzos, which means 24 hours. Because you didn't have the
Chatzot moment.
They didn't have the Chatzot moment, exactly. So the new Chatzot moment is 24 hours later, so instead of Wednesday night being that...
Magic moment.
I would say the witching hour. What's this,
this is not the Pshat of the Gemara, but why is this so, Chatzot Halayla is so important for
that Shri? Was Rab's drush of yesterday.
No, what does Chatzot, the Avarim on the Mizbeach at Chatzot, what quality does it infuse into the Haktara that makes it so essential that Shriri must be there?
So let's go back to yesterday's Gemara.
Right.
First top line, Omer Rav, Kosev Echad Oimer Kol HaLayla V'Hikter, V'Kosev Echad Oimer Kol HaLayla V'Herim. How could it be? Either you're leaving it the whole night on Haktara, right, or the whole night you have the right to remove it from the Mizbeach. Oh, says Rav, Chalkeyu Chetzil Haktara, V'Chetzil HaRama. The first half of the night until 12 o'clock is Haktara night, and therefore, if during that period of time the Aver has dried out and it's now hard like Shriri, but it didn't get into that magic moment of the Deshen yet, so what do you have to do? put it back. The second half of the night, however, is laharama, meaning that if it's already past 12 o'clock, this is already harama zone, harama period, and therefore if it falls off and it's already shriri, you no longer have to put it back on the mizbeach, you can go and leave it. So that's the chetzer lahtara, chetzer laharama. All of that is great, said the Gemara yesterday, and now what the Gemara is now extending is what happens if at that magic moment of 12 o'clock it wasn't on the mizbeach. And therefore, says our Gemara, so I no longer can use the Chatzos as my line of demarcation, that magic moment to decide, do I put it back or don't I put it back? But rather, Rabbi says, you get extended for 24 hours until the next Chatzos. Why does he say next Chatzos? Presumably because of this drasha of Kalalai Levehiktor, Kalalai Levehirim, that Chetzioi, the Haktorah, Chetzioi LaRama, I missed the 12 hours, the 12 o'clock tonight, because the carbon was not on the Vech at that time. So now the new chatzos is the next night. The same kol ha'layla, chetzil haktorah, chetzil haram. And to that we added that the Sfasema says, what happens if in fact you never had the korban on the mizbeach at all prior to chatzos? You only put it on the mizbeach at 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock, which is totally permissible, lechatchila, mahadrin. What's the chatzos moment? Not the previous chatzos, because it's already passed. It'll be the next chatzos 24 hours later. Every time you have to look at Chatzos and you see the Eivorim Shepoku, if they're on the Mizbeach, leave them. But if they fell off the Mizbeach, oh, it's now pre-Chatzos. What does it look like, Shavri? Oh, yeah. Put it back. If it's post-Chatzos and it's Shavri, you don't have to put any back. You know, if you want to, you can, but there's no Chiev any longer. That's Rabba. Rav Chiz is very similar, but he doesn't give you 12 hours. He gives them to Amud HaShachar. Which means, once again, the same cheshbon, but instead of talking about chatzoisin, now we're going to talk about amud hashachar. Again, Rav Chizda also agrees that there is an extension. Since the karma is not on the mizbeach at the time of chatzoisin, Aver is on the floor, what happens now? I put it back 12:30, 1 o'clock in the middle of the night, but it's past chatzois. So what happens now? So now you wait until Amud HaShachar. If at any time any Aver falls down from that time that you put it back on the Mizbeach Achvais at 1 o'clock until, let's assume Amud HaShachar is 6 o'clock in the morning, during those 5 hours, if one of the Avarim falls off, you take one of those Avarim that had been there and was not there on chatzois and you put it back on. What happens now? Well, according to Svasembe, said it was never on and chatzos in the first place, because you only put on the mizbeach at 2 o'clock in the morning, or whatever. So when is that magic moment? Oh, if you find that the Aver falls off pre-Amud HaShachar, and it's still in the Shavriri stage, put it back. And not Shavriri, but Shriri. Shriri stage, you got to put it back. If it's already after Amud HaShachar, and it's already dried out, and it looks like it's Shriri time, then you don't have to put it back. You can if you want to, but there is no... So what we're doing is, yes?
I'm curious, this particular segment, is this one that's related to when to do tefillah and chatzot, you know, like do arvit?
You're talking about tikkun chatzos, or are you talking about
Ma'ariv?
Davening Ma'ariv?
Ma'ariv.
There is a connection. And back in Daf Beis Omid Aleph in Mesechtes Brachos, it says that Min HaTorah you're allowed to go and lay in Kriya Shema Shel Laila the whole night. The whole night. However, they said that you should go and lay in lechatchila until 12 o'clock and don't wait a moment later. That same Mishnah says the same thing applies to karbonis. That if you have a karbon which you can eat liyoyim v'layla, then minatori you could eat it the whole night. However, you should only eat it until 12 o'clock. The same Mishnah also makes reference to Hector chalom veivorim kol halayla. On the surface, it would appear from that Mishnah that we're saying, yes, put, although Min HaTorah you're allowed to go and put all the Emorin and all of the Korbanos Oila on the Mizbeach until Amud HaShachar, but again, Kedei L'Harkis Odom Zaveira only do it until 12 o'clock. So it appears if you're just reading the Ivra of the Mishnah. However, Rashi in the Mishnah, in Bracha, says, no, this was just brought as another example of something with the mitzvah they call Halayla. But in fact, they did not make that takana that one should only put it up until 12, because Kahanim's reason, hey, and they're going to do a good job. They're not going to miss the deadline. Don't worry, they have Kahanim that are standing al-Hamishmar to make sure it'll all be done properly before this man in the morning.
Yeah, The Lashon Shriri is something we also had in Brachos with some incantation of a bayer or something. Mm-hmm. Something like that, isn't it?
There is in an incantation, the Gemara makes a reference to Shriri, Riri, Riri. It's true. But where it probably comes from is when I was learning it with my Chavrusi yesterday in the Kollel, Rabbi Chia Aryeh, who was a very big Talmud Chacham, he said the word Shriri comes from the word Hakol Shorer Vakayim. That whenever you sign a document, you'll usually hear it when they're laying the ksuba at the chasana. Hakol Shorer Vakayim means that this is now fully effective and legal and valid, and so they have to, it's a valid document. So Shorer means that it's now we've come to the hard spot, and now this is it, Rabbi Sai. So just like you're talking about that the bones have now, or the aver has become hard as a rock, here too we're saying that now we've come to full stop in our document, and now this is fully valid, in full force and effect. So he said it's related to that word shor.
Thank you.
Also, he pointed out that in Kol Nidre, you also go and say that shuasana loy shirire v'loy kayome, shirire there too means that until now it was hard, and now we're asking to go and absolve us like a het to the dorim, so it should no longer be hard. It should be a soft nader that Hashem should go and be matter the nader. Okay. Anyway,
there is a view that the yishar koach, it also comes from shuri.
Is that right?
It says of becoming strong.
Ah. Okay.
And it's also the view that that the name Yisrael could be understood as Yisrael, in that also referring to Yaakov becoming strong.
Good.
That's a separate issue.
Very good. Beautiful. Shkoyach. Thank you. Any other thoughts about the etymology of the word Shriri? If not, we're going to continue on. It's all of these are kosher, right? So they're all good and strong. And we're going to continue on. So we have that machloikis now between Rabba and Rav Chisda. Everybody agrees you push off now the chatzois magic moment because the carbon was not on the mizbeach at that time. When I say the carbon, the eva was not on the carbon. I was not on the marocha at that time. So therefore, 12 o'clock is no longer the magic moment. Now it's extended either according to Rav Chisda until Amud HaShachar, 6 o'clock in the morning, and according to Rabba until the following night, again at Chatzois, midnight. Zokti Yimara, Amri Beirav, my time at Rav Chisda, what's the reason of Rav Chisda? The Gemara doesn't ask what the reason of Rabba is. Presumably the reason why they don't ask is because we already had the drasha of Kol HaLayla V'Heter, Kol HaLayla V'Herim, Chalkeyu Chetzi L'Akhtar of Chetzi L'Harama, since the 12 o'clock of this past night is no longer effective because the carbon was not on the Mizbeach at that time, or the Aver was not on the Mizbeach at that time. Okay, so you go until the next Chatzois Laila and apply that same rule of Chetzi L'Akhtar of Chetzi L'Harama. But where does Rav Chisda get his Amud HaShachar? So tomorrow he makes a Kal V'Chaymer. Oma Chatzois She'en Oysa Lina Oysa Ikul. Chatzois has nothing to do with Lina. In other words, this carbon, even if you wait until 5 o'clock in the morning, as long as it's before Amud HaShachar, you can still put it on the Mizbeach and it did not become possible for Lina. So Chatzois has nothing to do with Lina. But Oysa Ikul, but it does have this magic moment for purposes of the Shriri that came off the Mizbeach, whether you put it on or you don't put it back on. Oh, so Amud HaShachar she'oys lina. Amud HaShachar is much more potent, much stronger, because it does make lina. Meaning if you have any pedorim evarim that did not go on the Mizbeach until Amud HaShachar, then the karm is possible. There's an adin she'oys ikul, so at the very least, yesh b'chol masayim on it, should at least go and make the ikul to decide if it's shavriri, sorry, if it's shriri at this point, even after Amud HaShachar. Oh, now you don't have to put it back anymore. Just like if it were to be a regular carbon, it would be a lina situation because of this aver that fell off. If it's post Amud HaShachar, it's no longer required to put it back on the marocha if it's shriri. But if it's pre Amud HaShachar, yes, you put it back. And now we're going to have a further variation of this case. Pirshu koidim chatzois. Pirshu again means that it was pocket, fell off the mizbeach before chatzois. And instead of putting it back after Chatzois, they put it back as only Achar Amud HaShachar. The next morning, only after 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. Yay, what happens now? Zokti Yomara, it's not considered to be over on the din of Lina because it was on the Mizbeach already earlier that night. It's not as if you weren't makter at all. We put it on the Mizbeach, so we were Makayim, the mitzvah of Hekta Chalom Mevarim. However, it fell off. Now the question is, it's I find it after Moreh Shachar. It is in the Shriri stage. Do I put it back or don't I put it back? Rabbi, am I mechuyev to put it back or am I not mechuyev? Rabbi, om chatzoy sheni achlosin. Rabbi goes with the same shita as before. I still have that next chatzoyis, so there'll be an next chatzoyis. If chizda omar, ein behen ikuli oilem. They no longer have any line of demarcation of 12 or of 6 or of the next 12. From this point on, any time it falls off, ad the oilem, theoretically for the next 1,000 years, of course, that's only in theory. In practice, eventually, the shriri is going to become pechem. It's going to become charcoal. If it doesn't happen within a day, it'll happen in 2 days, it'll happen in 3 days. But eventually, it's certainly going to get into charcoal stage. Rav Chizda says, since ein ben ikel oilem, that means at any time this aver continues to fall off, even if it's shriri, 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 it's getting as hard as a rock, as hard as a boulder, makes a difference. Until it gets to the point of charcoal, you have the chiv to go and put it back on. The question is, why does Rav Chizda hold up? Why shouldn't Rav Chizda say, push it off to the next Amud HaShachar, like he said the first time? And the answer is, because the whole basis of Rav Chizda's limud was based on this Kal V'chomer, that the Amud HaShachar Oysa Lina, Madach makes Lina, then, of course, it certainly be Oysa Ikel. But the Amud HaShachar only happens once. This Amud HaShachar that makes it Lina, this doesn't get extended. This has only a one line cutoff time for every single carbon. So if any carbon was not put on the Mizbeach before Amud HaShachar, then it becomes possible Lina. The fact that you put it on before Amud HaShachar, and now it fell off, and now it's during the day, and you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe there's no Amud HaShachar. No, the Torah doesn't give you any new din of Lina with a second Amud HaShachar. According to Rabbah is not shver, because Rabbah says, the Torah says, Chalkeyu, Chetzilak Torah, Chetzilak Rama. So it doesn't have to be the first night. Second night will also be Chetzilak Torah, Chetzilak Rama. The Rabbah, therefore, is always very consistent. He says, always look at the Zman Chatzois. If this Zman Chatzois is already passed, go to the next Zman Chatzois. But of course, who learned it from the Kal V'chomer Amud HaShachar because of Lina, Lina is only by the first Amud HaShachar and not by the next. So there is no secondary new cutoff time. So what happens is, you just leave it on the Marocha. If it falls off and it continues to turn into Shriri, doesn't turn into Pechem, put it back until it becomes finally Deshen, and then you're going to remove it with the Trumas Deshen or the Rumas Deshen whenever that occurs. Frank Dimar, Maskel Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks a very basic kasha in everything we've discussed. Uman leimolon the chatzoyis bereshim is beach v'shavu le'ikol. Tomekolechem le'mishkachal lohu v'shavu le'ikol. After all, this whole din of ikol, we came up with the pasuk, the two psukim, the seder that Rav asked, kolayla behita, kolayla behayrim, chalkeyu, chetzal tarah, chetzal roma. But who says that at the chatzois magic moment, the korban has to be davka on the maroch at that time? What happens if, like in our fact pattern, that it was on the mizbeach until shortly before chatzois, it was praka, it fell down, 11:30, quarter to 12, it fell down, it's now on the floor. You only put it back at 12:30. Who says that the chatzois is now suspended? Maybe chatzois continues to apply to this carbon, even though at the moment of chatzois, it wasn't on the mizbeach. As long as it was on the mizbeach at some time prior to chatzois, you put it on at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and now it fell off at 11:30, but it was on the mizbeach. So maybe the halacha of the chalkeyu still applies, which means that even though now it's post-chatzois, and it already fell down before chatzois, and at the time of chatzois it wasn't on the mizbeach, who cares that it wasn't on the mizbeach? Just look at your clock. Now it happens to be 12:30, and I put it back on, fine, gewaldig. Now when it happens to be an hour, 2 hours later, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, it falls off again, all I have to say, what time of the day is it now? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's post-chatzois. Okay, so from this point on, is it shriri? You don't have to put it back. If it's not shriri, then put it back. Why do you say that because it was off at the time of chatzois, it automatically get an extension to either the next chatzois or Tamud HaShachar? Why don't the Hilchos first chatzois still apply even though the Eivor was not on the Mizbeach at the time of chatzois? What difference does that make? The Torah doesn't say that it has to be on the Mizbeach at chatzois. The Torah is only mechalik between whether it was Paka before chatzois or Paka achat chatzois. But it doesn't say that the carbon has to be on the Mizbeach at that time. As I fragt Rav Yosef, a man limon and chatzis bereshim mizbeach meshavel echol, only when it's on the mizbeach. Magic moment, 12 o'clock. Now, I have my line of demarcation. Do I have to put it back? Don't have to put it back. Wherever it happens to be, even if it's on the floor, mishavilu ikul at that point, so that if and when you're putting it back on the mizbeach at 12:01 or 12:30 or 1 o'clock or whenever, and then after that it falls off again, since it's post 12 o'clock. If it's shriri, I don't have to put it back on anymore. I could have if I want to, but there's no longer a chiyuv because it's already past chatzos. This kasha that Rav Yosef asked, the Gemara felt is such a strong kasha. Sholchu mitam from Eretz Yisrael, they said, Hilchus like Rav Yosef, oh, just like Rav Yosef. It manami Rav Chiya bar Abba, pirshu chayim chatzois, vechzirin ach chatzois, loy nehenen v'loy me'alen. There's no longer a din of me'ila. Why? Because if it's post chatzois, and it's already shriri time, it's already yoitz in the mitzvah, and as you pointed out yesterday, that kol shenas is mitzvasoi, ein me'alem boy, and that's what the Rashi quoted you, you remember of yesterday. So, same thing, v'loy me'al. V'chein tonem bar kapara, pirshu kodem chatzois, v'chein achatzois, even though at chatzois, it was not on the mizbech, on the marocha, yoitz in me'alem me'ila, as long as it's shriri, done, no more me'ila, nas is mitzvasoi. Why is it nas is mitzvasoi? It fell off before chatzois. Don't they have to return it? You could have, would have, should have returned it before Chatzos, but now it's after Chatzos. If it's Shriri, you don't have to put it back. Nas is mitzvasa, yoitza, no more me'ila. Oh, so we see from this that everybody seems to be lining up together with Rav Yosef. Omele rapapa liabaya. V'chim i'acha de sholcha mitam. From Eretz Yisrael, hilchus Rav Yosef. V'yama b'chi baraba. V'chim tani bar kapara. Everybody seems to be falling into line that it doesn't have to be on the Mizbeach at Chatzos time. As long as Chatzos has passed this rule of returning to the Mizbeach, or not being mechuyev to return to the Mizbeach, applies. So, Ibazoi, Rabba Rav Chizam, my plea. What are they arguing? They should both say, if we're falling, if everybody's agreeing with Rav Yosef, and it seems to be everybody's saying, by the way, the Gemara says, Hilchasak Rav Yosef, L'choyret Hilchasam Mishicha. So Tois is already asked this kasha. So if you look at the Tois of Hilchas Rav Yosef, you see about parallel to our Gemara, Hilchas Rav Yosef in the middle of the Yomid. Peter Shiofa Omar, when we said Hilchas Rav Yosef and they sent from Eretz Yisrael, it didn't mean to say, okay, incorporate this in Shulchan Aruch, this is the halacha. No, no, no. It means to say, Yofam, et gut gesagt, Peter Shiofa Omar, Rav Yosef, he said such a beautiful word, such a good kasha. Vein ze psak halacha. Therefore, the Gemara doesn't ask Hilchas Mashicha. I'll bring you another rai. He doesn't mean halacha. Why? Nobody argues with Rav Yosef. Whenever the Gemara tells us Hilchas Kimar, it's because it was a malacha machlokes between two Tanoim, two Amoraim. So Hilchas like Rav, like Shmuel, like Abaye, like Rava, or whatever. But here, we don't have to say Allah Rav Yosef. Nobody argues with it. Eretz Yisrael is maskim, Rechi Barab is maskim, Tana Bar Kapor is maskim, and we'll see in a moment that Rav Yosef and Rabba are also not Rabba, not Rav Yosef. Rabba and Rav Chizr are also maskim. Everybody's maskim. You don't have to say that's Allah. I mean, there's no dispute. See, main tzav. Peter Shiofa Amar et gut gejokt. So getting back to our Gemara now, the Gemara is now asking, once we have concluded that Rav Yosef is right, that there's really no difference between whether the Aver is on the floor or the Aver is on top of the Mizbeach. As long as it's 12 o'clock, that's the line of demarcation, and I don't care what the status is. And therefore, look now at your Aver. If it happens to be, if it fell off prior to Chatzos, then you have a chiv to go and put it back. So even though you didn't put it back before Chatzos, you put it back at 12:30, you put it back at 1 o'clock. You makayim your chiv, you put it back. It was only shriri. But now that it falls off a second time, or if it falls down for the first time, and now it's post-chatzos, as long as it's shriri, you don't have to put it back. And it really makes no difference whether it was on the mizbeach at chatzos time, or it was not on the mizbeach at chatzos time. If it's past 12 o'clock, midnight, the magic moment, you no longer have to put it back if it falls off now. If it fell off before, that's a different story, because you had the chiyah from before. But if it falls now off at 12:01 and 12:30 and 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and even if it was on the Mizbeach at 12 o'clock at all, it was still on the ground at that time. Once 12 o'clock passes and you've put it on the Mizbeach, from that point on, of his mani batul kabonai or nasis mitzvah, you want to become shriri and it falls off again, you do not have to return it. Here's a shver on Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rabbi and Rav Chisda, not Rav Yosef. Rabbi and Rav Chisda. Rabbi said you have another extension until 24 hours. Rav Chisda says you have until 6 o'clock in the morning. What's for an extension? It falls off any time after 12 o'clock. Examine it. It's shriri. Done. You do not have to put, you can put it back if you want to, but there's no longer a chiyuv to put it back. So what is this extension for 12 hours, 24 hours, 6 hours? What's going on? Every Gemara, even Rav Chisda and Rabba agree, bottom line, with Rav Yosef. What was their machlokes? So Gemara, Rabba, Rav Yosef, Rav Chisda, b'mai, pligi, amalei b'shmeinim. What means shmeinim? That it was a very thick, juicy, full of chalef piece of haver. If you look at the Rashi about the third down, Bishmeinim, after the hookshu, lo yhav yikol, the shoyimna ma'akvim lo yosiz deshen. In other words, from the outside, it's not going to look shriri, like all the bones and all of the limbs and everything else and all the basar. It really looks hard as a rock. However, you know by the nature of this carbon, since it happens to be a rather fat carbon, if you will, you know that deep inside there's still a lot of shuman, a lot of juice going on there. It's not going to turn deshen until for a while. You take this aver, which is it's 5 inches wide. You take another aver, which is 3 inches wide. You know the three, although from the outside, both of them are hard as a rock, both shriri. You know that 3-inch when I say 3 inch in circumference, it's 3 inches. You know that another hour it's going to be powder. It's going to be ash. It's going to be ash, pulverized into ash. But you know that the other one, since this is five inches centimeter or whatever circumference, it's going to go and take you 6 more hours. It's going to take a while. Oh. That's where the machlokes is between Rabbi and Rav Chisda about the shmeita. But by regular, they also agree that if it was off the mizbeach or on the mizbeach, makes no difference, just like Rav Yosef says. It doesn't make a difference, Agabe, the cutoff time for Ikul, whether it was on the Mizbeach or off the Mizbeach, it's all the same. 12 o'clock remains that magic moment. Shmeinim! Oh, that's already machlik. Zorti Maria Tzvaita, Boi Menei Rav Mei Rabba, Anu Shaila. Alina Mei Elis Baroisha Shal Mizbeach, Eina Mei Elis Baroisha Shal Mizbeach. Again, we're talking about the Moshul, the Aymarin of a regular carbon, or the Evorim of a carbon oila. We all know that if it was not put on the Mizbeach by 6 o'clock in the morning, Amud HaShachar, then it becomes Posel Belina. It's a Posel of carbon now, from this point on. Now what happens if you didn't put on the Maracha in the middle of the night, but you put it on the Mizbeach during the night? So it comes Amud HaShachar. Where is that Eivor? It's there on top of the Mizbeach, but it wasn't on the Maracha. Do you say, well, what can you do? It's past Amud HaShachar, it became Posel Belina. Makes no difference where the Aver slept. It slept down below, it slept on top, Lina. If it wasn't on the Maracha, it's possible. Or do you say no, that the Rosh HaMizbeach is an extension of the Maracha? In fact, the Maracha is only part of the top of the Mizbeach, but nevertheless, the rest of the Mizbeach is all secondary to it. You're not going to have the Maracha the entire thing. You're going to have a Amalama, five Amas, whatever the Shear was in the middle of the Mizbeach, but everything else is just an extension, and it's Kusha V'yusha.
Isn't it the first mission of our Perek, the Machlokas, Amukta al-Mizbeach, is the Mizbeach Mekadesh, or is the Maracha Mekadesh? Isn't that the Machlokas with Rabbi Shimon Ram Gamliel?
You're 100% right for referring to that Mishnah. In fact, we're going to refer to it again towards the end of today's Blat. However, that Machlokas was not whether or not it becomes possible Belina if it's on top of the Mizbeach, but rather
Imolu Yoyerdu or something, right?
Number one, Imolu Yoyerdu. Number two, what was the Machloek between Gamliel and Rabbi Shua? What was the Nafkimina? The Gabi the Dam and Nesochim, right? The Mishnah itself said, my Nafkimina between the two, my Benayu, the Gabi the Dam, or Nesochim. But here we're talking about the Aver itself. The Aver itself is on top of the Mizbeach, it's not on top of the Maracha. You could have the same Shaila also the Gabi, that blood, if it was inside a Mizrak, it's on top of the Mizbeach. Or if you happen to have Nesachim inside kosher klisharis bottles, all to the top of the Mizbeach. And now the question is, it was on the Mizbeach, and it was already past this month.
Oh,
right? Because you shkia tzachama legabi da.
Right. It's also it's a.
Let's assume that
when Sakham they said we did, they did it at night. The Sakham they said the Sakham is kosher balayla. We had that in the parak. The Sakham is kosher.
Yeah, but Chosin is exactly like. And then it's the same thing like Hector Chalom Leibar.
Right.
The same thing. So if it was lun on the with the lun over here was talking about before it got on the mizbech and now it got onto the mizbech. Do you go and say that
Lina attaches?
Because you remember we had in the next Mishnah, Elim Olu Lo Yerdu Halon. Halon means it was the lun down below. We're not talking about lun on the Mizbech.
Right.
On lun on the Mizbech, that's our Shaila now.
Right.
So the lun was down below. And then accidentally somebody put it on top of the Mizbech. Are you supposed to put it on the Mizbech? No, it's a Apostle of Karim. But he did put it on the Mizbech. So says our Mishnah, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Once it's there, you leave it. So now we're talking, does that apply also to the liquids? Or only to those things that you put on ishim, between Rabbi Shua and Ram Gamliel. Here we're talking about what makes something into an effective lina to make it possible. Down below, for sure, it becomes possible lina if it's beyond its cutoff time, whether the cutoff time by dam is at shkia time, or whether gabi nesachim or the gabi vorim the next morning at amun shachar. That's all if it's below the mizbech. What happens if it's on the Mizbech the whole night, but not on the Marochah? Does it become spoiled and becomes possible lina or not?
Rabbi Yirmiyahu would say it if it's on the Sovan, because it's in the middle.
We're going to talk about things like that shortly in the Amud Beis. Now, this was not a machloikis. This is a shaila the Rava posed to Rabbi. Break the more. Explain to me what the situation is. If you're telling me that it was there the whole night and it was not, and now we're talking about in the morning, right? We had an Aver, put aside the Dam and the Sochem. We're putting about an Aver was lying there the whole night. And now it is Amud HaShachar time. And it's still there, Ilim Adol Yard, it's still there on the top. And I'm asking my Shaila, what do you do? Zoktibar, Hashtalonu Ba'azora Amris Taloyerdu. What happens if, in fact, it wouldn't be on the Mizbech at this time? It would be on the floor on this time. And somebody, seeing it on the floor, says, come on, I can't leave it on the floor. It's the kachim. And he rushes up and he puts it on top of the Mizbech. Should he have done that? No, it's possible. It's already possible. Lina. But if he did it, what's the din? Him alu lo yerdu. Leave it there. So hashtu lonu bazora amris. This lonu means like lon. It slept overnight bazora on the floor. Amris, if you put it back on the Mizbech now in the morning, not put it back, you put on the Mizbech in the morning. Amris to lo yerdu, then you say, then leave it there. Alu lo yerdu, leave it. Barosh the Mizbech, if it's still there, it didn't come down yet, right? We're saying, ilay to lo yerdu. It's now post Amud HaShachar. I see on the Mizbech, you have those Evorim, which are still nice and fresh, still red and moist, bloody, etc. And they were not put on the Marocha. If that would be on the floor, and somebody would have put it on in the morning, after Buddha Shachar, on top of the Mizbeach, what would I say? No, Imad Loyer, to leave it there. See here, in this case, if it's Loyardu, if it's Beroish Shul Mizbeach, if it's been there the whole night, I didn't take it from the ground and put it on top of the Mizbeach. It's been there the whole night. Me boy is the Chabad, you're going to leave it there. So what's the Shaila?
Leave it there and put it on the Mizbeach.
So you mean put on the Marocha?
The Marocha,
right. Because on the Mizbeach the whole night.
Right.
Exactly. So therefore, if it would be on the floor, you'd put on Marocha. Not if it was on the floor. And by accident, you put it on top of the Mizbeach, we say, leave it, don't take it down. So if it was there the whole time, Chavala, you're going to tell him, leave it and don't take it down.
And you have to the next Chatzos, according to Rava, to keep it on there?
Yes, he would have it. That would be the halacha. Couldn't Rava in the quiz? Yeah, 100%. Vela the Yardu. It's talking about that it's after Amud HaShachar. It was there the whole night on the Mizbech. But then somebody decided, let's go and ask the Ruv, and he's going to take it with him. He takes it down from the Mizbech. He asks the Ruv, what do I do with it now? So now it's a Yardu situation. So do you put it back on? Why should you put it back on? It's possible. No, it wasn't possible. It was on the Mizbech the whole night.
Right.
Or do you say, but it was on the Mizbech, but it wasn't on the Marocha the whole night. So did it become possible? Didn't it become possible? And as we learned in the previous Mishnah, every single case where we say, Im olu lo yerdu, but if yardu lo yalu, you don't put it back up. Once you took it down, you don't put it back up. This is all the diabetes. It's already on top, leave it there. You don't take it down. But if you took it down, then you don't put it back up. So the question is, what's the status of this aver that was on the Mizbeach, but not on the Morocco the whole night? What's the din? Should I put it back on? Shouldn't I put it back on? Says the Gemara, I'll even add a little bit more color, if you will, to the Shaila. L'shulchan medminalok, can you compare this to a shulchan? What means a shulchan? The shulchan where you had the lechem upon him. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos? Afal lehein al shulchan yomim rabim, even though they were on the shulchan beyond the normal cutoff of a week, ein bekach klum, it's not a problem. What does the Gemara mean by all that? So, the Gemara doesn't explain the case. Rashi does bring us back to what the case is all about. You have a person that, for some reason, was only mesader the 12 lechem and the bezichen on Sunday instead of Shabbos. Normally, the rotation was every single Shabbos. Every Shabbos, you took off the old lechem, you put on the new lechem, put them together with the bezichen levayim. For some reason, we don't know why, but there was a delay until Sunday. So you put it on Sunday, and now you're waiting the next Shabbos. Next Shabbos, you want to go and take it off and give those 12 to the Kehanim and put on the new ones. No, the halacha is they have to be there a full 7 days on the Shulchan. And therefore, if you only put them originally on Sunday, you got to leave them for another week on the Shulchan. And it doesn't become spoiled just because it was on the Shulchan. You leave them for another 7 days.
So it's 13 days in total for that.
13 days in total. Exactly right. And what did they do that Shabbos? Did they bake new lechem panim? Presumably they didn't, because they knew that this lechem panim is going to stay there. So even though the lechem stayed on the shulchan beyond its cutoff time, no problem. It's shulchan deminu l'detna nafila hinal shulchan yom amram ein bekach klum. And therefore, the fact that it was on the mizbeach beyond amud hashachar, even though I took it off, makes no difference. It's like leaving the lechem panim over time, and it's fine. Here too, I left it until after Amud HaShachar on the Mizbeach. Everything is still kosher. Or maybe we should go and say, even though it was on the Mizbeach, it's as if it was on the floor. Now, why would I distinguish between being on the Shulchan or being on the Mizbeach? Says Rashi, because the Mizbeach was made out of binyan, just like the floor. Meaning, you're talking about huge. This is 32 by 32 at its base, 28 by 28 all together at the top. Remember, we had those forms that you had on the floor. You filled it up first, and then once it dried out,
it's mechubar lekarka, unlike the shulchan. The shulchan, they would lift it up on the regalim and take it out and show it to everybody.
Exactly right. And therefore, if you look at the Rashi, oidum lekarka azor medamina lo, it's parallel to our Gemara. Oidum lekarka azor medamina lo, the ritzpas binyan he kemoisa. The mizbeach is just like the binyan, just like the floor. They're mechubar lekarka, and it's a binyan, and the likely shor is kishul, not like a shulchan. So even though it's on the shulchan, you go and tell me that's a separate situation. Here, it's like being on the floor. It's not on the floor. Floor, it's an elevated floor, 28 amis, not 28 amis, 9 amis, 10 amis from the ground. But nevertheless, it's still a piece and part and parcel of the karka. And therefore, we should perhaps consider it to be lina, and therefore to be apostle of carbon. Amalei, so Rabba responded to Rava, ein lina b'reshu shum mizbeach. The din of lina only applies if it did not enter onto the mizbeach. Once on the mizbeach, that's a frozen, suspended zone.
Lina-free zone.
A lina-free zone. And you can sleep there the whole night, no problem.
You won't sleep much there.
Well, I and you won't.
Ein yeshiva as el machus beis David Belvad.
Okay. But at least the carbon, the aver, can go and sleep there, and there's no problem. And it'll be kosher even after the Amud HaShachar, you can put it back on, no problem. So this was the psak of Rabba. Of Rabba to Rava, that ain lina mayalas. Frank, did Rava accept this psak from Rabba? In other words, they say, okay, shkoyach, I agree, it's wonderful. Or maybe he disagrees. It's Toshima, the Itmar. Oh, the Gemara tells us, Eivorim shalonu ba'azora. Eivorim that were down below, lonu ba'azora, on the floor. You can go and put them the entire night, because that's a din of hekta chalom veivorim. You can put them up the whole night. What happens if they weren't on the floor? They were on top of the mizbeach, and there they quote-unquote slept. Then just leave it there. You don't have to take them down, because since they're already olu, then certainly lo yerdu, just leave it, and then let it get burned and until it finishes. Yod, what happens, however, if you took it down? Oh, this took in unsere Shaila. You took it down, do I put it back up or not? Rabba Amiyahu, yes, you should put it back. This is not a non-kosher carbon. This is absolutely kosher. Because since it was lun brosh shel mizbeach, it's as if it was like on the maroch itself. Put it back. It's perfectly kosher carbon. Sure. This is Rabba Lishitos, and the Rabba holds ein lina brosh shel mizbeach. Rava Omer lo yalu, I'm very, very sorry. Since it was not on the Marocha, even though it was on top of the Mizbeach is a binyan, just like the Ritz, but it's as if it was on the ground. It's as if it was lon kol ha-layla. If it would be there on top, im olu lo yerdu, don't take it down. But if it's not there, lo yalu, don't put it back up. Don't put it up. Shema mina lo kibu minay, we see from this a Rava was not in the Kabbalah psak of Rabba, and he holds that lina is my eldest barosh shel mizbeach, shema mina. So if anybody asks you, what's the din of Lina Moyo Barosha Mizbeach, you tell me it's a machloikis between Rabba and Rava. We were hoping we wouldn't get into machloikis, but what can you do? It's a machloikis.
Lan means that it was set on fire, right?
Yeah. Lan means
no, lan means,
lan means sleeping.
Yeah,
Lina.
No, but means in this case, when it's Lan, meaning it wasn't set on fire. It was on the Mizbeach to the night, but it wasn't.
It was not set on fire. That is absolutely correct. It was in its pajamas the whole night, sleeping there at the edge of the Mizbeach. Remember, the top of the Mizbeach was 28 by 28. The Marocha was 4 by 4, 10 by 10, whatever. But there was plenty of room to leave things overnight. And the Zvavarim were left there overnight. Presumably the Kahanim saw that the Marocha was very, very full. It was like Yontif time. Thousands and thousands of kabbanis, and there wasn't enough room for everything. So they put it on the front, hoping to still put it on the Marocha overnight. It didn't work out. According to Rabba, it's fine, no problem. According to Rava, no, Lina Moyelis.
I don't understand, it was picked up every radio.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So it also was not the same material as the Mizbeach. It was different.
Absolutely, totally different materials. So that's why the Gemara says, like, Dilma, maybe there's a major, major distinction between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. Initially, the Gemara says, maybe it's like the Shulchan. It can stay on the Shulchan as long as it wants. It can stay on the Mizbeach as long as it wants. So he said, no. Mizbeach happens to be just a kli shareis. As you say, it's mobile. You, every single yontif, you picked it up and showed it to everybody. Mashenkin legabi, the case of the Mizbeach, it always stayed in place. You couldn't move the Mizbeach even if you wanted to. Maybe if you had an army of 100 people.
The one of Moshe's time you could, but not this one.
Yeah, that was much, much smaller. You're talking about a huge Mizbeach. And Mizbeach Avonim Tasli was made out of boulders and stones. Okay, Zutim Mori, that's right. The Kishem Shah Mizbeach Mekadesh. That what it said in the Mishnah, just like the Mizbeach and Mekadesh, the Kevesh is also Mekadesh. And then the Gemara said, even the Klisharis is Mekadesh. So we're going to see a little bit more about all these things. Okay, Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Hanagia Mizbeach. The Loshen of the Pasuk is, Kolan Hanagia Ba Mizbeach Yikdosh. Touches the Mizbeach, it gets infused with Kedusha. Engli El Mizbeach. I only know the Mizbeach itself, Kevesh Minayin. How do I know even the Kevesh, that's the ram, that it's also considered to be infused with the Kedusha of Mizbeach. Tamaloyim, it says, Es HaMizbeach. Now, where does it say Es HaMizbeach? If you have the second Pasuk over here, it have two different Pasukim. I don't think either one is the correct one. Rashi says, Umashachta Es HaMizbeach. Doesn't seem to be this number two or that number two. Rashi says, Umashachta Es HaMizbeach. Another Pasuk, and could have said Mashachta HaMizbeach. What's Mashachta? Es HaMizbeach. Es comes to tell you, the Rabbi says, a Kevesh. Okay, Shkoyach. Thank you very much. Continuing on, that's Ezra Mizbeach. Klei Shoris Benayin. How do I know Klei Shoris is also Mekadesh, whatever you put into it? Tamaloyma, Kol Anagir Behem Yikdosh. It's not talking about the Mizbeach anymore. The Pasuk is V'kidash to Oysam, V'yikudish Kedosh. It's talking about Klei Shoris, you're Moishach them, they now have Kedusha, Kol Anagir Behem Yikdosh. Although the Lashon is Nagea, we'll see him Yetz Hashem, and Daf Peiches, it doesn't really mean just touching it, it means that it's inside the inside of the keli, almost like a kli cheres, which is mitama and mitoicha, not migabai. It's only the
mikadosh mikadosh mitocho.
Exactly. Okay. Boy minei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan kli shoris mau shiikdushu es hapsulim. When happens if a posel carbon came into the kli shoris, is it mikadosh? Now, give me an example. What are you talking about? We're talking about lemushel. You have a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha, how does it get imbued with Kedusha? You can bring the flour from your own home. It does not have to be produced. Oh, as soon as you come into the Beis HaMikdash, the first kohen stops you. Sir, what are you here for? I'm here to bring carbon mincha. Where's my carbon mincha here? I have my basin full of beautiful mincha. He looks at it. This really looks great. Okay, you want to bring it for Karban Mincha? No problem. Then he takes out a klisharis, you go and pour it from your regular klichol into the klisharis, and now it gets imbued with kedusha. The shayla that Rish Lakish is asking is, what happens if that mincha was already posel? How did the mincha become posel? It was tamei, as this Rashi. A tamei person, tamei, whatever touched it, and this mincha is tamei. Is it roy for carbon any longer?
No.
So it's a posel. If I put it now into klisharis in this form, does it get imbued with kedusha or not? Now, what is the ramification? What is his shayla when it gets imbued with kedusha? So as we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, when he heard the shayla, he thought the shayla was the gabi hilchos pidyon. What means hilchos pidyon? Let's do the reverse. What happens if the mincha is totally kosher and tahar, the nth degree of tahar and kedusha? It's put inside the klisharis, and now, of course, it gets the kedusha of the klisharis. And what happens if now, subsequent to that, now it becomes tamei? Ui. What's the din? Since it has kedushas haguf, ein lehem pidyon. By behemoth, it's really the same in concept. A behemoth that you're makdish for a korban, since it has kedushas haguf, doesn't have pidyon. The only way it can have pidyon is if it becomes a bal mum. You're a chistal, you get some mum, and then you can be, but as long as it's fully tam, you can't. Of course, when it comes to mincha, it cannot become a bal mum. There's no such thing that it's going to die or it's going to become bal mum. So it remains with its initial kedusha. So what happens, however, it was in the klisharis, kodesh v'tor, bali, and now it becomes tameh. Is there any tikkun al yedei pidyon? No. Says Rashi, no. Ein lehem pidyon. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan thought that Rish Lakish's shayla was the same type of situation, but not that it was kosher, went into klisharis, became kaddish, and then became tamei, but that it was tamei already before it fell into the klisharis. The question is, can you be poide it or not? That's what Rabbi Yochanan thought was the shayla of Rish Lakish. And therefore he told him, Omalei Tinisua, isn't that our Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah, Kishem Shem Mizbeach, Vakevesh Mikachin Esa Roylehen, Kach Kalim Mikachin Esa Roylehen. Roylehen, as you remember from the previous Mishnahis, doesn't necessarily mean that it's Roy to be put on the Mizbeach. It means initially it was Roy, even though now it is Psulim. So it's Apostle Azach, it fell into the Kli, it was placed into the Kli, it gets Kedusha, so Ein Lehem Pidyon. What is your Shaila Rish Lakish? Amalei, Rish Lakish said, with all due respect, Mantai Rishvuga, Mantai Rabbi, that was not my kavana. My kavana was not Legavi Pidyon, but Lechatchilili Karev Kamiboyli. I want to know, since it started off in its posel stage, and it went now into the klisharis, does that infuse it with so much kedusha that Im Ola Lo Yeireid? Now, even this Lechatchilil, we'll see about that in a moment. I'm sorry. I went one step ahead. Sorry, don't be upset. Omalei lechatchilili karev kamiboyli, my shayla is, since it was infused with the kedusha through this klisharis, can I go and put it on the mizbeach right now, put the kmitza on and have a kosher carbon? That was a shayla that Rish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan. Sorry?
Where did you ever see such a thing? Convert something.
Very good. So
the kasharis can't launder the tuma, and
everybody
can't eat the shirayim.
Everybody's saying beautiful. So hold the question for a moment, and you'll see that this will be the underpinnings of the teretz. So now Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, "That's your shayla, hanami tanina, that we learned in our Mishnah as well. Where do we learn our Mishnah as well? It talked about in our Mishnah that the following im olu lo yerdu, the what?" Shekiblu psulim v'zorku estomoy. What happens if you have kahanim that were psulim, kahanim that, for instance, were tmeim, or perhaps they were bali mumin, or whatever. They were makabel the blood, they were posel, and the blood of the korban spurted into the mizrak. And the Mishnah continued, v'zorku estomoy, and psulim went, and they did a zrika sadam. What did it say in our Mishnah? Im olu lo yerdu. Once these dam happens to be on the top of the mizbeach, you don't have to take it off, and you can ultimately be zoyik the dam, and everything is fine. Freiti Yemora, now it said, kiblu psulim v'zorku es domai. Now that vav hamachaber, does it mean that both the Kabbalah and the Zrika were through psulim? Or does it mean that Kabbalah was through psulim? And or the Zrika was done through psulim? So the Gemara in the Havamina learned, the way Rabbi Yochanan learned, my lav shekiblu psulim v'zorku psulim, that there was a double X on this carbon. And that is, number one, those who Makabal Adam were possible, and those who did the Zrikas Adam were also possible. What does it say about that in our Mishnah? That, of course, the Chetchila, don't put on the Mizbeach. But if you put on the Mizbeach, B'diyevet im olu lo yerdu. So that's much because it had two strikes against it, Kabbalah Mizrika. What happens, however, if you only had one of them, just Kiblu Psulim, and not Zorku Psulim, or Zorku Psulim, and not Kiblu Psulim? It sounds like since the blood went into Kli Shoreis, I would ignore the fact that the Kahanim that did the Avoida were Psulim, and I would say maybe even Lechat Chil I could put it on the Mizbeach. Wow! In other words, when does the Mishnah say Im Olo Yedo only because it had two strikes, Kiblu and Zorku? But if only had Kiblu or Zorku, make even put it on Lechat Chil. Well, why would the coin that did the Avoida was Apostle? Yeah. But the Kli Shoreis, that Mizrak, was Mekadeshit. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan wants to be Poishit. Yes, you could go and say, as you use the term, the Kli Shoreis would go and would... launder the Psul, and you could put it on. If it was only one of the two, you could put on even the Chetchila. Take a look at the Rashi at the top. Shekibu Psul v'had Zarko Psulim. Mashu, that both of them, both Kabbalah and the Zrika, were do apostle. V'lamali Zarku, mi Kabbalah ifsalalo. What do I have to talk about the Zrika? Right. From the Kabbalah already became apostle. Ilav lashminan. Taim the Zarku psulim hu. Hud have evorim betoiras im olu lo yerdu. Ulechet chila lo yalu. It's only because you had both the Kabbalah and the Zrika were apostle. That's why only bidiyaved im olu yerdu. Ulechet chila lo yalu. Why? The ifsul basub is rikas psulim. Because it became posel as a result of that double whammy, both the Kabbalah and the Zrika. But har zorku, what happens if it would just be zorku, not psulim? Har zorku ksheirim, even the chadchal anami yalwai varim, the Zrika ma'aliyahu. So even though afal gav the kiblu psulim, even though the Kabbalah was through posel kahanim, as long as the Zrika was through kosher kahanim, you can even put it lechadchalah. But why? The Kabbalah was through Psulim. Mishim dekidshe kli shoreis li zorek lechatchila. Ooh! So based on this way of learning the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to paskin that even though we're starting off with a mincha that was possibly became tameh, you put it into the kli shoreis, it laundered it, and you could put it on even lechatchila on the Mizbeach. What's the raya from the fact that the only time you could put it on b'diavet, because you had that double Kabbalah Mitzrika through Psulim. It's like Mashu, if you only had one of the two, you'd even be able to put it on Lechat Chila. How can you put Lechat Chila if there were Psulim? Because the Kli Shoreis was the Kaddish and laundered it. That's how Rabbi Yochanan wanted to answer. So Gemara, no, you have no raya from the Mishnah, says Rish Lakish back to Rabbi Yochanan, what the Gemara says, because it could be the word the vav over here is not vav and mechab, that was both Kabbalah and Zerika Bipsul, is either or Shekibu Psulim, or it was Zerika Psulim. What's the din? Im olu lo yerdu, but l'chatchila chas v'shona. Kli Shoreis can't go and launder something which is possible. So therefore the Gemara says, I cannot bring a raya from the Mishnah one way or the other, and that blibes any boyedly if the Gemara is not pushed.
And the Shirayim are certainly puzzle because they're tamei. It's a tamei item, a tamei zach, mm-hmm. and the shirayim. Even if you did the kmitza, mm-hmm. and the kmitza is on the maracha, mm-hmm. but the shirayim are tamei. The kohen can eat tamei shirayim. I mean,
you're talking about the shir mincha.
The shir mincha of this mincha. You did the kmitza illegally. You right. Put it on incorrectly.
But it depends. If you hold that the kli shoreis is mitayret. It's machshirit to go and put it on the mizbeach. Yeah, correct. The shiori mincha remain possible. Correct. Remain tamei possible. Usher, whatever term you want to use. If I made a mistake, you'll
excuse me.
Good. Excellent. On to the next shtickle.
But it's such a chiddush that you can retire this. This tummy,
Barry says it's not matter. It only matter.
Machshir.
But you can't eat
anyway,
it.
Anyways,
this
is a big.
It's big. We're going to have even bigger. It's a shame that you're going to miss it.
No, I'm not going to.
Not going to miss it. You can listen to it. Ayyadei Zoom. Baruch Hashem v'Zoom. We too. Okay. Anyway, and we're saying it's not only bedia, but if you hold that it's matir, you can even put it lechatchila. In other words, if you hold
that the klisharis is machshir,
matir and machshir, you can even put lechatchila on the mizbeach. The only time it was bedia, because you had to have both the kabbalah and the zrika were possible, then you can only imalu lo yerdu. Here we're saying, according to that havamim, anyway, that if you have to be and, if it's only one of the two, you're even about to put it, Rashi said on the third line, the chetchila, you're allowed to go put it on. Only lo yale, because you had both. You had both the
bag. Kabbalah
and Zrika. However, continued the Rashi, but Hazoku Ksheirim, the chetchila nami yalu, even the chetchila put it on. Ivarim the Zrika malyu, Alpha Gav the Kiblu, the Klishoris is matter. He used the term the Kaddish, but don't. It means Klisharis lizard. Just kidding. Anyway, so the Klisharis allows you to go and put it. It's not Metairit, but it's Mekaddishit, it's Matarit, it's Machshirit. Good. On to the next Shikul Gemara. Avir Mizbeach ki Mizbeach Dami Oilei. What about the Avir Mizbeach? Avir Mizbeach means the air space over the Mizbeach, on top of the Mizbeach. What status is that? Ki Mizbeach Dami Oilei. The Gabi, which dinim?
Yeah.
Look at the Rashi, 8 lines from the top. Avir Mizbeach, im tola evorim psulim ba'avir roisha Mizbeach, ki Mizbeach domi, v'lo yerdu. We go back to our Mishnayis, where the Mishnayis keep on talking about those things which are possible. Again, these evorim psulim, how did they become possible? The tumah, biyotze, whatever the situation was, they were pigal. And you put them, if you put them on the Mizbeach itself, we learned in the Mishnah, since these are psulim ba'koidish, im olu, lo yerdu. What happens if it was yardu, lo yalu? Here we have a mid case. That's what we talk about, Rabbi Yirmiya. They weren't on the floor of the Mizbeach, the top of the Mizbeach. They weren't on the floor of the Azara. They were in the ear space on top of the Mizbeach. And how did they get there on the top? Somebody's holding them in mid-air. We're going to talk about that further later on in the Gemara. So it was on top of the Mizbeach. They're in the mid-air. And now the question is this considered to be Olu? And from this point on, Yehdu? Or do you say, come on, this is just, you know, it's in the air. It's in the lift. And therefore, it's not on the Mizbeach. So it's as if it's on the floor. If it's on the floor, Im Yardu Lo Yalu. So that's the Shaila. Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Lo Yalu. What is the status of that airspace? Toshima, kishem sham mizbeach mekadish kach kevish mekadish. Like we said before, v'yamris aver mizbeach alav ki mizbeach domi aver kevish nami lav ki kevish domi. Kevish can be better than the mizbeach itself, and so therefore that aver is also lav ki kevish. Seheichim masik lemi kevish lo mizbeach havele yorud. Oh, remember we learned earlier in Amisechta that what happens with the Evorim that they brought up every single day to put on the Mizbeach. They didn't put them immediately on the Mizbeach. A lot of them they left on the Kevish towards the top. And then when it came time for the actual being Makter on the Mizbeach, they used to go and toss it. There was a Shtikel Avir there, as you know, a little gap. And they would toss it over that gap from the Kevish onto the Mizbeach. And somebody asked, is that the basis of the Minig of throwing Challah? Some of the Rebbe's throw Challah by the Tish. Whatever. Whether it is or isn't, I've heard already that comparison, I don't know. But one thing is for sure, that they used to go and throw the Evorim from the Kevish over to the Mizbeach. So now says the Gemara, if you're telling me that the ear space over the Kevish and over the Mizbeach is like floor space, it's not Kevish or Mizbeach, because if you hold Avik Mizbeach, Lav Ki Mizbeach, Tommy, so then when you're throwing it, it's like it's on the floor. If it's on the floor, havle ki yored. Yored means like you read it, it went down, even though you're throwing it up. Halachically, it should be like you're throwing it down onto the floor. Why should it be halachically like it's on the floor? Because the avir of the kevish and the avir of the mizbeach, that is not kevish and not mizbeach. So therefore, if you're talking about, for instance, something that became posel, we said in our Mishnah, as long as it's on the mizbeach, im olu lo yerdu. You're now being yored it yourself by lifting it from the kevish, throwing it over to the mizbeach. If you hold that avir is lav ki mizbeach dami, it's as if it's down on the floor, down below. If it's down on the floor, down below, it's a posel, and the halacha is im olu lo yerdu, but im yardu lo yalu. So this is a yored, it's a yardu. So how can you be malit now on the mizbeach? Everything more denogedly. It's talking about that, in fact, he didn't pick it up on his hands or on his shoulders, but he slept it on the ground. Since he slept it on the ground, you never have to come on to Avir Kevesh or Avir Mizbeach. It's on the physical Kevesh and physical ground of the Mizbeach itself. So therefore it was never Yorud. And that's why the question now is, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So what's your Shaila? Zokti Mora, V'Avir Yesh Bein Kevesh La Mizbeach. Putting aside, even if he's schlepping it up on the Kevesh, on the Mizbeach, he's not putting it in mid-air. But there's that little gap that you spoke about before. That little gap is a machloikis, how wide the gap is. Poshit, it was just kichutz asara, just like a hair, a breath. Or, but there's a toisis down below that says, according to one man, the amma, in fact, with an amma in between. Okay, doesn't make a difference. But the point is that there is a gap. Since there's a gap, now when you're schlepping it from the kevesh to the mizbeach over that gap, why don't you say, now midstream, it's over the gap. Guess what? Now it's in midair. If it's in midair, in other words, it's not being
deemed as if it's on the floor.
If it's deemed on the floor, it should be possible. Ki yored dami. So what have I accomplished by schlepping it? Va'avir yesh ben kevesh l'mizbeach. And for the Gemara, since that avir doesn't really have its own status, it's just there. So ruba lekevesh ke kevesh, ruba l'mizbeach ke mizbeach. Look, whenever you have an aver or anything else over that gap, we're not talking about that the gap was wide enough that the thing would fall through. It must be that it's hanging either to the right or to the left, or to the front or to the back. If roiv of that aver is on the kevesh, it's considered keveshtik. If it's roiv of it in the mizbeach, it's called mizbeachtik. So it's not as if there's a no man's land. It becomes bottled to whichever one it's closer to. And in other words, where the roiv of the aver over that space, where's the roiv of it? Is it on the kevesh? It came to be on the kevesh. It's on the mizbeach, it's on the mizbeach. So therefore it never is kiyorid. So okay, but tipshit meha. From this discussion, let's be pushing a separate parallel shaila. What did Rambam Bachama ask? Yesh chibbal oilen oiloi. What's the din of yesh chibbal oilen? What means chibbal oilen? What happens if you go and take a carbon? Part of it is on the mizbeach, and part of it is hanging from the side, is not on the mizbeach. So do you say that that part which is not on the mizbeach, it could become, for instance, posel belina? Or would you go and say that the din of oloyerdu is only that part which is taka on the mizbeach, but the part which is hanging from the side off the mizbeach, that's not considered to be oloyerdu, because it's not olu, it's on the side. So that's Barei Baba Chamashayla. Yesh chibbal oilan oilai. When you have this attachment, do you say it's considered to be mechubar or not? Tipshit, the yesh chibbar. You should be poishit that there is a chibbar. How can you be poishit that there is a chibbar? Says Rashi, because if and when the carbon is now going from the kevesh to the mizbeach, and it's going over that ear period, so that space, that gap, as it approaches and starts the first quarter of an inch, the second quarter of an inch, over that gap, I should go and say, that is no longer, if you hold that ain chibbal oilen, I should go and say, cut it off there, because it's no longer on the mizbeach, it's no longer on the kevesh, it's through that space. So once you look at the Rashi, you see Rashi, yesh chibbal oilen, Rashi's about 6-7 lines further down, about 10 lines before the wide lines, yesh chibbal oilen, to le chashvin lehu keman de mifris, do you say that it's not like it's split off? Mifras means that it's cut off. But rather you go basar roiv, and therefore there is chibbal oilen, and as if it's on the mizbeach. Or do you say ein chibber? This is the shal of Rambam Bachama. Tifshet yesh chibber, says Rashi. The ein chibber, if you're going to tell me that there is no chibber, kama kama demata. Kama kama means every square inch, every half an inch that comes to keneged avir, as soon as it hits that avir, ifsele, it should become possible if you hold ein chibbal oilen. Okay, so this part over that airspace is not on the mizbeach, it's just hanging there, so to speak. So based on the shaila that we're asking now, and the terutzin that we're giving, that we're saying that avir in between is bottle either to the kevesh or to the mizbeach, let's bring from there a raya to the shaila of Rami Bar Chama that is considered to be on the mizbeach at all times, and there is no issue of chibur le'oilin or not to be poishit. The yesh chibur. Why is there a chibur? Because this space becomes bottled to either side of the kevesh or mizbeach. It doesn't have its own legal status, so to speak. It's a mohan lekasha. Okay, tipshit, fine, no problem. If you feel that the discussion that we've had until now is broad enough to be poishit the shal of Rambam Chama, good, be poishit the shal. But still, I have my own shala. What's the din? Avram Mizbeach, Mizbeach Tami, it's not Mizbeach Tami. Mari wants to be pushed. Maskele Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan, vi amris Avram Mizbeach, Mizbeach Tami. If you hold the tak Avram Mizbeach, is Mizbeach, then oilas hu oif. Deposel m'machshav eichim ishka'achesla. Hakotu la Mizbeach. What is he more asking? So Rav Bar Rav Chanan is trying to bring a raya that Avram Mizbeach is lav kimizbeach tami. Why? Because if you hold Avram Mizbeach kimizbeach tami, the oila sa'oif, the pasul b'machshava, oila sa'oif, as you know, where do you do the malikas oila sa'oif? On top of the mizbeach, or at least on the soive, which is next to the mizbeach, next to the top. The pasul b'machshava. Pasul b'machshava means what happens if during the malika, the kohen who's doing the malika, has a machshava that we're going to be makter, not to eat it, because oila sa'oif is not eaten, that we're going to be makter it tomorrow after Amud HaShachar, which of course would make it possible. So he has this machsheves chutz lizmanoi now when he's doing the malika, when he's on top of the mizbeach. Zokti Yomara, what would you and I say? Well, we came possible because pigol with a capital P because we're talking about chutz lizmanoi. Zokti Yomara, why? Why are you saying possible machshev? Heich mishkachasla. I don't even understand where the hechatimtze is. What's the hechatimtze? Hakol to mizbeach. The fact that you've possible it with this machsheves pigol doesn't make a difference. What are you supposed to do with your oil sa'if? As soon as you finish, you go and put, after you do the malika, you put it on the maracha, on the to be makter it. There's nothing else. You don't eat any of it. You don't separate it. Just put the whole thing on. You take off the murav anoitz and that you throw off. But other than that, you put it on the mizbeach. So he's saying, no, I want to go and be makter this tomorrow. And he's going to go and hold on to it, for instance, the whole night, or he's going to leave it there on top of the mizbeach until the next morning. So guess what happens? By the next morning, it's Taka Amud HaShachar, and now you're going to go and say, "Huyuyu, this is Apostle of Karm, because he had a Machsheves Pigol. My good friend, didn't we say Hakolta Mizbeach? Because it's no different than any other lun or pigol that was Ola Ala Mizbeach, Im Olu Loyerdu. So, what's the issue? You're thinking when Oilas Oif can be Apostle bin Machsheves Pigol, it can't even become pigol. Why can't it become pigol? Because once you're doing the malik on top of the mizbeach, if Avram mizbeach kim mizbeach dami, it's as if it's already on the maracha already at that time, and therefore you're talking about having a machshav of tomorrow, my friend. It's on the mizbeach. Even if you taka, don't put on the maracha tomorrow. Just by leaving it here on the mizbeach at the top, that will alone make it kosher to be left on the maracha tomorrow. So I never have a problem of pigol of pasling this carbon of having to take it down. After all, him olu lo yerdu, and we're there. But he's doing it in the ear space. But if the ear space is like the mizbeach, it's on the mizbeach itself. It's olu. Olu lo yerdu. Maskler of Simbarashi, olu muloi, I can find a case of pigol. Mishkach is like going to Omar Reni Molka, Amanas lo yerida le mochar, ul ha lo yisul haktira. I'm not going to go and leave it on the mizbeach. If I leave it on the mizbeach, you're right. Im olu lo yerdu. But rather, the coin has the following Kavana. He says, we're going to do a malika tomorrow. And that malika tomorrow is going to be taka tomorrow after Amud HaShachar. However, I have almanas lo yirida. First, I'm going to take it off after Alois HaShachar tomorrow morning. Once I take it off, then it's going to be a down below. Am I allowed to put it back up? No, but I have in mind for my malika that we will put it back up and we're going to be makter it. Listen, you have no right to do that because in Yardu loyalu. Once it's down below, you. So that was all part and parcel of his crazy machsheves pigol. So Ebazois, and then it can become pigol and puzzle after all. So I don't understand what your kasha is, Rav Sima Brash, or not Rav Sima Brash, Rav Rav Chanan. You can find the case of a malika with pigol. He has in mind that after this man, after Amud HaShachar, I'm going to take it down. Now, if I take it down, I can't put it back up again. But I have in mind that we will put it back up and we will be martyred. Oh, so that was his machshavas pigol. That's going to control the amalina my elis brosh mizbeach. That if you leave it on top of the mizbeach, svet kalia, it's no good. Meaning that now after Amud HaShachar, it's possible because it's lina my elis. It had no business sleeping on top of the mizbeach. You should have put it on the marocha immediately. So it's as if it's on the floor. So now when I take it down after Amud HaShachar, when it's really on the floor, then Im Yard L'Yalu. So you have a good point. If you leave it there on the Mizbeach overnight, it's going to continue to be a kosher carbon. It doesn't get spoiled because lina is ein mielis b'roish ha-mizbeach. Oh, so now, even if I take it off after Amud HaShachar, it was kosher the entire time through Amud HaShachar, so it never became posel b'lina, b'noiser, b'pigel, or whatever. So now, if the person says, I want to go and do the Haktorah at this time, we will let him do the Haktorah, because the Mishnah says that even if it's a case of lon, if it's on top of the Mizbeach, im yardu, im olu lo yardu. So leave it. So we said, we've been talking about that he's going to take it off after Amud HaShachar. You can take it off after Amud HaShachar as much as you want. It's a kosher karma. It didn't become posel. Why didn't it become posel? Because it was on the Mizbeach the whole night. So Vaita, how can you have a machsheves pigel that would go and pasel an oilas who oif? Just with one small modification. I intend taking this down before Amud HaShachar, so when the magic moment of Amud HaShachar hits, it's not on the Mizbeach. And now it's a yardu situation. And what's the din now? Says Agamara, then it would be a posel carbon because it wasn't there on the Mizbeach at Amud HaShachar. And now I want to put it back after Amud HaShachar. I'm not allowed to put it back after Amud HaShachar because I'm yardu. Lo yalu. So therefore I do have a case, says the Gemara, that the oilas o'oif could become mifugeles, mifa mispageles, as a result of this machshava of tomorrow, of being matrit. You have to go and couple it with removing it prior to the machshava. Not that he did it actually, but the machshava was to remove it from the Mizbeach before Amud HaShachar. Then it's going to become basel. Okay, so I'm going to put it back after Amud HaShachar. You can't put it back after Amud HaShachar. L'chadchali, you're not allowed to, because in yardu, lo yalu. Zokti Yomara, let's go and be patient now the other way around. L'hakisam yatifshet. In other words, this shayla of Rav Barav Chonan was to say that Avram Mizbeach lav ki Mizbeach tami. Says, well, I can be poshut the other way around. Let's go be poshut lav ki sami yativ shot Avram Mizbeach ki Mizbeach tami. These all goodbye to Avram Mizbeach ki Mizbeach tami. Now we're leaving Oyla Sohif and going back to one of our favorite topics, the Chata Sohif. Chata Sohif psula heichi. Excuse me. Heichi mazim idoma havale yorud shar psula meichi zorek lehu midoma de magalahu. Ah, oh, that's already tarts. The maglev. So what's the marshayim? We have now the chatzas oif. As you know, the chatzas oif, the chetchila, you're moilik it on the floor. I
mean, on the floor. In places kosher anywhere in the Azara, right?
Exactly. That's correct. But the chetchila, you do it down on the floor. And where do you go and do it? You
on
do
the
it
southwest corner by the yisod, by the corner. The
southwest corner. Beautiful, beautiful. That's where you do the chatzas oif. And how does the gemara learn it? The gemara learns it from the din of hagosha by mincha, where also you do in that southwest corner. But anyway, so what happens in the Chatzis Oif Psula? How did it become posel? So Rashi says very simply, he had in mind the machshava of Shaloi Lishma. Remember, a Chatzis Shaloi Lishma posels, right, just like a Chatzis Behemah posels, Chatzis Oif, all to posel Shaloi Lishma. Where did he have this machshava? Says the top Rashi, Chatzis Oif Psula Shemolka Beroisha Mizbeach Shaloi Lishma, who posel and becomes posel, says the Rashi Vaita. Even though normally chatzas oif you do lamata, the gemara that you were quoting before, Mishnah, malka b'chol makim mizbeach sheira, the fact that it happens to be on top of the mizbeach doesn't pasul. Ella, what would pasul? Not the malikan, only the hazor. The hazor has to be done down below. We're talking about a chatzas oif. Only oilas oif is lamala, chatzas oif is lamata. So if you do the hazor lamala, that's going to pasul it. Zok yet continuing the Rashi in third line. What happens if you are moilikit bepsul, meaning shaloi lishma, and you did roisha mizbeach? The kaimulam call a psul mem olul yo yerdu. Once it's on the top, don't take it down. Heichishori leimar lahazis midama. How are you going to go and remove it from the top of the mizbeach to do the hazor? You only did the malika. You got to do hazor. Hari magbia. You have to pick it up in the air and now go down below to go and do the hazor. Umatis kisha oiches ba umazav havle yored. Just the fact that you are picking it up mid air for purposes of going down the mizbeach to go and do the hazor won't become yored. So it won't be an im olu lo yeredu case. It'll be a yordu lo yalu case. So achatas oif psula. It came possible because shloim lishma. Heichi maza midoma. How can you go and do hazor from its dam by trying to pick it up and doing hazor on the lamata on the mizbeach? Havle yored. Wouldn't you be taking it off the mizbeach? And similarly, sharp sulam heichi zorek lehu. How are you going to have by sharp sulam? Sharp sulam means now we're talking about behemoths with the dam of the behema. And now Rashi quotes Yoram Gamliel that we said that Ram Gamliel says that the dam. So I have now posel adam lemoshel because it was a chatas behemah and he had in mind for an oila. So it's shaloi lishma. It's posel. It's on top of the mizbeach. What did Rabbi Gamliel say? Im ola lo yered. My friend, if you're talking about the dam became posel, how are you going to talk about im ola lo yered and you can continue bringing the carbon and leaving the dam on top? The dam has already become. How can you do your Zrikas Hadam to be matter this carbon. Hechi Zorek Lehu. As soon as you pick up the Mizrek to go and take it down, guess what? It's going to become possible. Everything more to Magalahu. What means Magalahu? That I'm not going to go and pick up the oif from my hand, where I did the Malika. I'm not going to pick up the Mizrek in mid-air, but I'm rather the entire time I'm going to be schlepping it on the ground or touching the Mizbeach, so it continues to be infused with the Mizbeach. Not because of the Avra Mizbeach, because of the Mizbeach itself. Freit Gemara, come on, let's talk the practicalities. Ho hazohi, if you're touching the Mizbeach itself with the Malika in hand, with your oif in hand, and you're trying to now, oif in hand, try to do hazor, you can't, hazor by definition means that you're holding it an inch or 2 or 3 inches away, and you give a snap, and then a drop comes off of the tzavar and goes onto the Mizbeach. If you're talking about your mamish touching the mizbeach the whole time, that's not azor, just a chamitzoihi. And by a chatas, you have to have both azor and a mitzoi, and you won't have the azor. And if you're talking about the other behemoths, hazrika, you have to do with zrokai hamizbeach. Here's not a zrika, it's a shvichihi. Because if you're telling me that the mizrak is touching the mizbeach the whole time, so how are you throwing it against the side? I'm not throwing it, I'm just pouring it out. Besides that, derech hazor bekach, derech zrika bekach. People say, that's how you're maza, that's how you're zoyrek, touching it. It doesn't make sense. And therefore, says the Gemara, l'choyra, I don't have a raya, l'gabi this aver mizbeach. It's Om Rav Ashi. I'll tell you the psak. If the kohen is holding on to the mizrek, or to the oif, on top of the mizbeach, hochanami, the aver mizbeach, kim mizbeach, tami, you know why? Because the korban, the mizrek, the oif that he's holding in his hands, is an extension of his body. And just like his body is on the Rosh HaMizbeach, the carbon is also on the Rosh HaMizbeach. The Shaila that was asked about the Avram Mizbeach and Mizbeach Dami is talking about that there was no person holding it. He called it the Talina Bekanya Mai. In other words, the person that is maneuvering, manipulating, working with this carbon is standing down below on the Ritzpah. He has a long, long, long pole, and at the end of the pole, he's holding up the Aver, the carbon, the blood, the oif on top of the mizbeach. The shal is now, is that considered to be like on the mizbeach itself, that im olu lo yerdu, or since in the avar mizbeach, maybe it goes after the person who's standing down below.
Who's on the floor.
The Gemara, teiko tishbi ataretz, we have to wait for Leonovi to tell us the teretz. But if he's standing on the mizbeach itself,
it's part of him.
It's part of him. He's on the mizbeach, so the carbon is on the mizbeach.
It's deemed to be located where he's located.
On the ritzpah on mizbeach, and not on the avar.
I'm surprised the Gemara didn't ask about a question.
Have a good day, everybody.